Welcome to Soul Via Soul, the podcast where we embark on a journey of self-love and true wellness. I'm your host, Jada, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you here with me as we dive into all things mind, body, and soul. Now, what do you say we get this thing started? Let's dive in. Welcome to Soul Via Soul. Today on the podcast, we are going to talk about something that I don't think gets enough attention. And I don't even know that it's actually discussed that often. We don't often talk about self-love and wellness in the same breath. And being a medically trained PA and a therapist and a personal trainer, swirling all of these passions and trainings into one mishmash company, like I'm trying to do with Soul Via Soul, I'm trying to bridge the gap and start weaving the connection between how we love ourselves, the level of our unhealed trauma, and wellness. Wellness is such a broad term, right? Like when we think of wellness, we think of, okay, healthy body, healthy mind, maybe healthy relationships. We've got all these pillars that define wellness. We look at someone on cover of a magazine, so to speak, and they have this ideal, whatever that is, body image, and they have this picture of wellness, rosy cheeks, long, healthy hair, a body that looks a certain way, maybe a career that looks a certain way, or finances that look a certain way. We have this picture of wellness. Wellness is this big catch-all phrase of basically having this understanding of how well we are doing life. Are we checking off the boxes? Are we creating this image and actually doing the things too, right, that are moving us to wellness? Often that is having a certain body shape or size or look. Obviously we go to the doctor and we get benchmarks of our wellness. What do the labs show us? What does the scale say? What do the reports say? How well are we? And it's an important measure. We want wellness because that implies and often correlates to longevity and health. Health and wellness are often used together because they go together. But what often doesn't join the party is self-love, health, and wellness, because we can't have health and wellness and do all the things that are going to encourage and support our health and wellness goals unless we first talk about self-love, because that's the underpinning. That's the motivator. That is the why and the reason we do the things that pivot and encourage and challenge us to improve our health and wellness. So if we pull the lens way back and we want a happy life full of beautiful things, loving relationships, a body that serves us well, we can climb mountains and do things where we feel connected to ourselves and others. If we really go with this whole idea of what is health and wellness, then we have to have this conversation of how are we showing up for ourselves to do the things for our health and wellness journey. And how does loving ourselves improve our health and wellness? So let's break it down just a little bit. Health and wellness, let's say that's the goal, right? Those are the things we're after that are going to improve our life, that are going to make our life happier, more fulfilling. Fill in the blank. So how does loving ourselves pivot us toward our health and wellness goals. One of the ways is through improved mental health. Now, spending the last decade in the mental health space, this is a really important piece of how loving ourselves helps with our health and wellness goals by improving our mental health. Self-love, accepting and valuing ourselves, leads to increased self-esteem, increased levels of confidence. These qualities are associated with better mental health outcomes, reduced levels of anxiety, and reduced levels of depression. Loving ourselves also lowers our stress. When we love ourselves, we're going to prioritize the things that are going to help us set boundaries to protect our well-being. We can love ourselves and simultaneously reduce our stress levels. And when we love ourselves, we do reduce our stress levels. And that promotes a greater sense of calm and balance in our life. And there are study after study that shows how reducing stress improves our longevity, health, and wellness. Better relationships. When we love ourselves, we then attract better, healthier relationships because like attracts like. And when we are pouring into ourselves in loving ways, self-love recognizes our own self-worth. And when we recognize our own self-worth, we are able to set healthy boundaries that protect those relationships, that attract healthy relationships. And when you love and respect yourself first, you're more likely to maintain healthy relationships where you are loved and respected back. Self-love also fosters greater resilience. Life is going to throw things at us. Life is hard. It's not all peaches and cream, roses. And when we love ourselves, we develop resilience. That resilience creates flexibility. That resilience fosters the ability to bounce back from setbacks and adversity. It gives us the ability to wipe ourselves off, dust ourselves off, and keep going because there's going to be speed bumps in life. So when we have a healthier, loving relationship with ourselves, we have the ability to maintain a positive outlook and bounce back even in difficult times by building resilience. Self-love also fosters healthier habits. And this is really where we start to see how self-love improves our physical health and wellness. Because we then are going to do the things. We're going to feel worthy of eating nutritious food. We are going to prioritize behaviors like moving our body every day, by setting aside time to cultivate mindfulness, by prioritizing our sleep. All of these things, even avoiding harmful substances, is a self-loving gesture that manifests in a behavior. And so when we love ourselves, we start doing the things. We start implementing healthier habits that are going to help us achieve our health and wellness goals. Not just because we want to achieve health and wellness, but because we love ourselves. And that's where it starts. Loving ourselves is really a journey of self-awareness and self-discovery. This is where sometimes loving ourselves, we find that there's obstacles, and that's because there's unhealed wounds and traumas from our past that are creating roadblocks for us truly knowing how to love ourselves. That's where doing the healing trauma work then precedes our ability to love ourselves. We have to go back and meet that little version of ourselves and heal those parts of us. I have a program specifically for that. It's called Unbecoming, and it allows us to unbecome all the things that we've adorned as we became adults and unshackle ourselves from those limiting and false beliefs about our worth. And if you need to take a step back that direction first before you can move headlong into loving you, go back and do that work. Loving ourselves gives us permission to have that self-awareness and that inward journey so that we know exactly how to love ourselves. And we can't really know that until we start to pause and take that inward journey to start to listen, to get to know ourselves on a deeper level, to really know what our passions and joys are, what excites us. And then we can prioritize the things that help us love us better. And I guess the last thing I'll touch on is that when we start the journey of self-love, it actually is going to cultivate increased happiness. When we love ourselves unconditionally, we're more likely to experience those feelings of contentment and happiness. Self-love allows you to find joy and fulfillment, both in the big moments in life and in the small, tender spaces of our heart. Which is why I'm terribly excited to let you know about a new project that I'm creating starting in March. And it's going to be a Patreon where, based on the level of the membership that you want, you can have little bits or more of this kind of material, where I'm going to bring guided meditations and more journal prompts, even live Q&As, to help us all on our journey to loving ourselves better. Because our health and wellness goals, while they're awesome and great, we can't climb that mountain until we first learn how to look inside and discover how to love ourselves better.